Audio Entertainment Program, Category AIEP. Submitting organization, AFN Kaiserslautern. Eagle Morning Show, September 21st, 2016. Producer, Senior Airman Ben Burgess.
And drama.
We bring you the information you need using technology we don't understand. AFN Kaiserslautern, the Eagle, serving America's best.
It's just after 6 o'clock, Friday morning, September 16th. My name is Senior Airman Ben Burgess. And ahead of us today, we've got a lot to look forward to. When it comes to weather, it's going to be kind of cool. Looking at just under 70 degrees expected today. Details and a look further into the weekend coming just a little bit later on this morning, around 6:30, and then every hour throughout the show. Traffic quiet so far as usual, but I'm waiting to hear from you. Downtown K-Town, there may be a camera set up. We also heard about a possibility of a camera in Coozle, but we're not sure about specific locations for either of those. So if you see them, if you know more, then give me a call with that or anything else at 0631-536-6353. Lots coming up this morning. Of course, the Ramstein Bazaar kicked off yesterday. That's going to be going on all weekend, and we'll talk about all of the different things you can shop for at the bazaar coming up throughout the show. Also on the way, though, we are joined with the command team from Ramstein Air Base after 7, and we will chat with the new commander and the command chief, Master Sergeant, as well. Get to know the guys who are in charge of the largest Air Force wing in Europe. That's after 7 o'clock. Before we get there, I want to start the morning off talking about an 18-year-old girl in Austria who is suing her parents for posting embarrassing childhood photos on Facebook. That's next. If in the Eagle, we're serving America's best today and every day. And starting this morning off, talking about an 18-year-old who is suing her parents for posting embarrassing childhood photos on Facebook. So, based on the number of baby photos I'm seeing on my Facebook news feed every day, I think these lawsuits could start popping up more and more. But the story behind it, we'll talk about why this is happening coming up in just a couple minutes here on AFN's Eagle Morning Show. All right, 6:15 on AFN's Eagle Morning Show. My name is Ben. Waiting for your calls in traffic, so if you see anything, say something. 0631-536-6353. Today, another relatively nice day. We might see some rain at some point, probably toward the late evening, but more on that coming in just a bit. Today's going to be just under 70 degrees, and we're talking about a legal situation heating up between an 18-year-old girl and her parents, who she is suing for posting childhood photos on Facebook. So this is a girl in Austria who says that her parents have posted more than 500 pictures over the last 7 years, including some pretty ones that she's embarrassed about, like diaper changing and potty training and things like that. A quote from her, "They knew no shame and no limit and didn't care whether it was a picture of me sitting on the toilet or lying naked in my crib," obviously as a little kid. "Every stage was photographed and then made public." So my question is, whose side would you be on in a situation like this? My first natural reaction myself is to go, "Oh, come on, you need thick skin. My parents took pictures of me when I was a kid. Those are embarrassing." But then I remember that none of those pictures really made it onto Facebook for real. A couple little ones, but nothing serious. So there's no 500 photos of me naked as a toddler on Facebook. So where do you draw the line with that? And is she in the right or is she in the wrong? I'd like to know what you think. I posted the article from the local on our AFN Kaiserslautern Facebook page, facebook.com/AFNKTown. Woman sues parents for sharing embarrassing childhood photos. Let us know what you think.
AFN, the Eagle in the morning.
Eagle traffic.
On the roadways, not much going on so far today, but I need to hear from you when something does go on. Phone lines open, 0631-536-6353 or DSN 489-6353. Downtown K-Town, there might be a camera set up somewhere. Not sure exactly where. Same thing in Coozle. Not really sure exactly where. This is just the word on the street. So if you see it, say it. Let me know exactly where those are at, and we'll get the word out. And coming up, talking about the Ramstein Bazaar kicked off yesterday, and it was as awesome as I remember it. We'll talk about what that event is, if you don't even know, in just a few. And if you do know and you're wondering why you should go again, that's on the way as well, here on your Eagle Morning Show. Graham.
It's hot.
It's constant music.
More music.
AFN Kaiserslautern.
Yay! I'm so excited!
The Eagle.
It is 6:22 on your Eagle Morning Show, talking about the girl who is suing her parents. That story's on Facebook. Let me know what you think. It's over baby photos posted on Facebook, which sounds pretty strange, but go check it out for yourself.
He was a boy.
Avril Lavigne singing about skater boys again here on your Eagle Morning Show. And my name is Ben, talking about this 18-year-old girl in Austria who is suing her parents. And Samantha reacts by saying, "Geesh," on our Facebook post in the comments. I'd like to know what you think about this story about the girl who asked her parents to take down some of the more than 500 photos that they've put up over the last 7 years. A lot of them are things like diaper changing and potty training, apparently. So she's not exactly happy about it. In fact, I think she's pretty embarrassed about the photos on Facebook, and doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem like something that could have happened to me, with Facebook not being that big of a thing as I was growing up. So I don't know how I feel about it. I'd like to know how you feel about it. Whose side would you take in this lawsuit? Because it is a lawsuit. They're taking it to court, and they're going to try and get those photos taken down. And I think she might even want some kind of pain and suffering. But we'll see about that. Check it out for yourself on our Facebook page, AFN K-Town. And if you're heading into work right now, not much going on in traffic. More on that coming around 6:40. We've got your Eagle traffic update. Also on the way, talking about the big Ramstein Bazaar. And if you don't have any idea what that is, then you need to go to our Facebook page and check out the video, or stay right here and I'll tell you all about it just a little bit after weather. But speaking of that, we'll find out the conditions as we head into the weekend next here on your Eagle Morning Show.
AFM, the Eagle in the Morning.
KMC weather.
Good morning. Today's going to be quite a bit cooler than the last couple of days, with a high temperature coming in at 69 degrees. Cloudy skies expected throughout Friday, with a chance for a stray shower or thunderstorm possible later on in the day. Tonight, a few clouds and a low around 50 degrees. And tomorrow, Saturday, expect mostly cloudy skies throughout the day with a high temperature around 71. Sunday, light rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon, high in the upper 60s.
This is your KMC update. Me, Sergeant Kent Redmond.
AFN Kaiserslautern.
People with subliminal messages.
What?
Let me play this backwards.
Serving America's best.
We come into this world.
Us, the people like us.
All right, give me a call if you have any traffic updates this morning. 0631-536-6353. Of course, yesterday we kicked off the huge Ramstein Bazaar, and we'll talk about that event, what it includes, and how you can take advantage of this unique shopping opportunity heading through the weekend. Of course, on the way after 7, a great conversation with the command team from Ramstein Air Base, so don't miss that. It's all on the way here on the Eagle.
But it goes like
6:40 here on your Eagle Morning Show. My name is Ben, and as we head into Friday and the weekend ahead of us, we've got lots of shopping going on Ramstein Air Base. We were out there for the opening day of the bazaar yesterday and got to look around. And I've actually been to this thing now. This is my third year going, and I can tell you from walking around in there each of the years that things change. So if you've been there before and you're wondering if it's worth going back again, well, you should already know the food makes it worth it, for one, but also the vendors, they change a little bit from year to year. So there are some different things to find in there. Plus, the vendors that do come back, they don't always bring exactly the same things either. So wide variety of different things. If you have no idea what the bazaar is all about, it is an event that brings sellers of cool things from across Europe together under the roofs of two hangars and a big tent. And they've got stuff like Polish pottery. They've got wine. They've got antiques. They've got all kinds of decorative items. Apparently this year, olive buckets are all the rage. That's what everybody wants, is olive buckets and olive boards and things like that. There's a ton of cool stuff that you can find at the bazaar. Even if you're not looking to buy, it's still fun to just walk around and do some window shopping without the glass. There's no windows involved in the shopping there, by the way. And then, of course, the food. We cannot forget to talk about the food. Yesterday, we tried, I think, almost all of the 29 different food vendors that were present. Everything from deep-fried Oreos, deep-fried Twinkies, deep-fried Snickers, to fresh, homemade, handmade tortillas and tacos, burritos, steak quesadillas. Just so many different kinds of food, so many different options. If you're looking for lunch today, might as well swing on by the Ramstein Bazaar. They're open from 10 a.m. all the way until 8 p.m. today and tomorrow. And then on Sunday, they're going to be open from 10 to 5. So if you want to find out more, just head to ramsteinbazaar.org or go check it out on our Facebook page, because we've got a couple of different videos up there. I've got some footage from last year asking people what they thought. And then I've got something from this year as well. Our friend Zach walked around in there and he took a long video and compressed it down 6 times speed, so you can walk through the entire bazaar in less than 2 minutes, and it is a blur of incredible things to shop for. Facebook.com/AFNKTown. Check it out for yourself. Now let's find out what's going on the roadways.
AFN, the Eagle in the Morning.
Eagle traffic.
All right, we don't have much going on so far today. A6 direction Mannheim, typical slowdown at the 62 interchange. And a potential for slowdown on the A6 direction Mannheim at the bridge construction as well. Of course, haven't heard anything from there yet, though. We are keeping an eye on it. I do have a report that there might be a camera set up somewhere in downtown K-Town. I know that's vague, so take it for what it is and let me know if you do see the camera. Same thing in Kuzel. Somewhere in that area, we heard there could be a camera this morning. That's the word on the street. But if you are on the street and you see it, give me the word by calling 0631-536-6353 or DSN 489-6353.
News, the best traffic.
Good family station.
My favorite station.
AFN The Eagle.
Not exactly sure what Lumi wine is, but judging from the comments on our video on Facebook, I'm pretty sure that I need to find some at the Ramstein Bazaar. There's so much to shop for this entire weekend. Check it out for yourself on Facebook. That's facebook.com/AFNKTown. You'll see the link right up there at the top. We got a couple different videos, one from last year, one from this year. You can see everything that they've got inside the bazaar. And then, of course, go shop and eat as well. There's so much food. It is crazy. Lunch and dinner again Saturday and then Sunday as well. You could do it all. You could enjoy every meal from now until the end of the weekend at the Ramstein Bazaar. Also on our Facebook page this morning, though, we're talking about this story of an 18-year-old who is suing her parents over photos they have posted on Facebook from her childhood. And if that sounds crazy to you, then go let me know what you think on Facebook. Facebook.com/AFNKTown. Weigh in the comments. I'd like to know if you are on the parent's side or the daughter's side.
One room.
Memorable trip.
This is my new music.
I love this station.
AFN Kaiserslautern, The Eagle.
It is 6:55 here on your Eagle Morning Show, Friday edition. I'm going to let this Facebook story rest for a little bit and come back to it after 8 o'clock. But if you want to weigh in, an 18-year-old girl suing her parents over embarrassing childhood photos on Facebook. Apparently, she asked them to take them down, but they refused, so she's taking it to court. What side of that do you fall on? Is it their responsibility to take them down or the right to leave them up? I'd like to know what you think. Go to Facebook and let us know. Today we have a very special edition of the show. We have our local command team from Ramstein Air Base, joining us. After 7, we'll be chatting with the new commander, Brigadier General Richard G. Moore, and Command Chief Master Sergeant Aaron D. Bennett, asking about their experience so far here, what they have ahead for us as well. That's all coming. And if you can't stay with us on the car radio, you can also tune in with AFN 360 in the AFN Europe app or at afneurope.net. Check it out, download it, and keep listening. That's all on the way after news and sports.
We're all bored.
This is AFN.